one.
Take your time.
Torreway, North West London, Tuesday, Chai Ador, the 2nd of March, Dain David Konschlita, Matzo Ashiro.
Very good, sir. Shleishim Yoim, Chaydim Achag. Shleishim Yoim, Chaydim Achag was started on Purim. Started Purim. Maybe that's the reason why we end the Megillah with the Nigun of Pesach. A lot of places. We finish off. Why? Because it's already Shleishim Yoim, Chaydim Achag. So Matzah Shiro is a topic which is particularly needed, it's particularly relevant this year. Because this year, well, we've got Shabbos is Erev Pesach. And the question is, what are we going to eat on Shabbos? What are we going to eat on Shabbos? So the answer is, many people have the minhag not to have matzah from either from Purim or from Rosh Chodesh. So for many people, having matzah is out. The Ikar Din is that you're according to most opinions that you're allowed to have chomer, you're allowed to have matzah on Leil Shabbos. Leil Shabbos, Erev Pesach this year, Me'ikad din, you could eat chomets. Excuse me, you could eat chomets or you could eat matzah. You could have both. You could have matzah. Those who have a minig not to, so then minig sel teirohi, avada people should stick to them, their minhogim. But those who don't have the minig, ikad din of Shulchan Aruch is that din is only during the day of Erev Pesach that you mustn't have matzah, but in the evening you could have matzah. And my father always brings the raya from Manish Tano, which of course is a Mishnah. Shebechol ha'leilos, ono ichlim, chometz u'matzah. All other nights of the year, we're allowed to have chometz, either chometz or matzah, except for Seder, except for Pesach. In other words, so Erev Pesach, shebechol ha'leilos. You could either have chometz or you can have matzah. So therefore, that is a possibility. But if your minig is not so, then you can't. You can only have chometz. Shabbos morning, according to everyone, you can only have chometz. So, not everybody wants to. Some people would like to be able to get rid of all the chometz before Shabbos, because this year, we're going to have to treat Erev Shabbos as if it were Erev Yontif. You're going to have to, the Sreifas Chometz is going to happen in the morning, the Mechiras Chometz is going to happen in the morning, you're going to prepare for Seder on Friday, so you're going to grate the chrein before Shabbos. So you're going to check the lettuce before Shabbos. All you're going to roast the zraya and the beitzah. Everything's going to be done before Shabbos. So it's ke'ilu. So many people would like to say, listen, do me a favor. I'd like to get rid of all my chometz on Friday, and then Shabbos. The question is, what are you going to eat on Shabbos? What are you going to eat Shabbos morning? There's no other eitzah except to eat chometz. Only question is, could you eat matzah ashira? What's matzah ashira? So the din like this. I'm going to miss out the Gemaras. I'm going to go straight to, because we won't have time otherwise. I've got to finish extremely punctually because I've got a next shiur starting a couple of minutes after 9 o'clock. So we've got to go straight to it like this. So Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tov Samach Beis, Mei Peiros, if you take fruit juice, Beloy Mayim, you don't take water at all. Ein machmitzim. It's not machmitz at all. No chometz at all. It doesn't become chometz at all. And that is a Gemara in Psochim. Gemara in Psochim. Daf lamed hey. So there, that's the din. Mei peiros. Without water, ein machmitzim klal. So you can make matzah. The truth is, I shouldn't really call it matzah. Because you can't be yotze with this on Seder night. You can't have it one way or the other. If it's not chometz, if it can't become chometz, then it's no use as matzah. Sorry? So we'll come to it. So Shulchan Aruch says, Mei peiros b'lei mayim, ein machmitzim klal. It'll never become chometz. You can leave it. Leave this dough for morgen bis nacht, and it's going to remain. It'll never become chometz. U'mutzah le'achol b'pesach. This is what Rabbi Yitzchok says. It's mutter to, Shulchan Aruch says, it's mutter to eat it on Pesach, matzah sheni loisho b'mei peiros. Afilu shasa kol hayoim. He says, avol in yotze bo yidei chivosoi mipnei shi matzah ashiro. V'kro ksiv lechem oini. So actually, there are two things. Number one, it's not lechem oini. Number two is it can't be come. It's not Roy Lachmitz. And therefore, but, see, it's no use as matzah. Maybe we shouldn't even call it matzah. Because it's not chometz and it's not matzah. But it can't become chometz. Gewaldig. So it's a machayah. Says Shulchan Aruch, but Shulchan Aruch warns us. And therefore, by the way, as Rabbi Yitzchok says, Shulchan Aruch actually advocates in Simon Tof Mem Beis, in Simon Tof Mem Dalad, excuse me, Simon Tof Mem Dalad, which deals with Erev Pesach Shecholios B'Shabbos. So Shulchan Aruch says, you know, that's what you're going to eat. You dal Shecholios B'Shabbos. So Beit Gim Aleilut Gim, on Thursday night, you're ready, Beit Gim, you're Beitik the house, Umavari Makoilifnei Shabbos, Umashari Mozen Beis Sudas Letzerich Shabbos. Now, the question is, according to everyone, what are we going to do with Shalash Sudas? What are we going to do with Sudas Shlishis? We can't use Matzah because it's the day, it's Erev Pesach. You can't use Chometz because after the Zman Issa. So you're stuck without anything. What can you do? No chametz, no matzah. Says Shulchan Aruch. So what should you do? Use matzah ashira. Use matzah ashira. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. And the only warning is, careful, you've got to eat it before Shah Asiris. So that you have appetite. You've still got the, you've got to build up an appetite for, say the night, for eating matzah. So that's the etzah of matzah ashira. That's the eitzah that he gives. Sorry? Matzah Shira is the only way to say. No. It'll either be chometz or it'll be matzah.
Because we make bone in the zonas. Yeah. One of these small crackers. The mini matzahs.
On the ordinary. That's something for another discussion. Yes, but certainly, but I want to say, to be very clear, matzah shira is a type of thing you've never seen before. You probably, unless you've seen a box which says egg matzahs, you've never seen matzah shira. Is not matzahs that you've seen, not Pesach matzahs, and it's not chometz matzahs. It shouldn't be called matzah at all. That's the emes. The emes is we shouldn't be calling it matzah because taste nish kun matzah. It is, but it's called matzah shira because it's made from flour and juice. So it's made from flour and fruit juice, and Shulchan Aruch says it can be made from egg. Egg is also considered meperis. That's then simon tof samach beis sif dalet. Shulchan Aruch says it's also considered meperis for these purposes. And therefore you can use, so Shulchan Aruch advocates for Shalash Shudas to have these egg matzahs. That's what he says. Along comes the Ramah, and the Ramah says half a second, and the Ramah says in Simon Tov Mem Dalet Sif Aleph, the Ramah says, Ubedina Se'elu She'enoi Gimlechol Matzah Ashira. The Ramah says, we don't eat matzah ashira at all. What you're left with for Shalash Shudas, your kaims to the Shlishis, B'minei Peiros, a boss of a dogim. That's what he gives you. Either fruit, or you can have meat, and you can have potatoes, and you can have fish. Sorry?
Twice in the morning,
don't we? We're going to come to it. But Shalash Shudas, that's what he says. Very simple answer to your question. Why can't you wash twice? The answer is, those who can manage it will wash twice, but you've got to get up early and leave half an hour between each Suda. But then, the suffix is whether you can have Shalash Shudas on so early before Chatzos. The answer is if you're having it, it's our sofik. But you still got to have a Nocha Shalash Shudas. Of course, call it Suda Revius. You've got to have Nocha Shalash Shudas after Chatzos because many hold that there's no such thing that you can't have it beforehand. Yeah.
Sorry, what time does the Issa of eating Chometz Erev Pesach start?
So this year, I'm warning you, the clock's going forward. The clock's going forward after Seder night. And some shuls will put the clocks forward before Shabbos. And some shuls will leave putting the clock forward until after second night, after second day Yontif. And I'm warning you, the third thing is your radio control clocks are going to change at 2 o'clock, at 1 o'clock in the morning. They're going to change to 2. Dachtich. That's the way it goes. At 1 o'clock, they changed to 2. I think that's, but it used to be 2 to 3, it's now 1 to 2.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, There you are. New piece. I hope you learnt more than that this morning, but you're going to learn. But there's that you learnt. So there we are. So therefore, so that's the way it is. So Lemaisa, you've got to watch out. You've got to be very careful. All very careful what you do. Different shuls do different things. You've got a mamash madaf halten kop. Yeah, mamash madaf halten kop. Very, very dangerous. You could end up bringing Shabbos in late, or you could end up chas v'shalom also eating chometz too late. But the time, old time, so the old time, Sofs Manachilas Chometz, according to the Mogen Avraham's times, is 9:25. The Sofs Manachila. Bailus of Chometz, yes? Sofs Man Sreifas Chometz, we normally call it, but there won't be any Sreifa, but Biel Chometz, Sofs Man Biel Chometz, is 10:45 according to the Vilna Gaon, according to the Mogen Avraham's time, and 11 o'clock according to the Vilna Gaon's time.
English time.
That's what it is.
English time.
So it is. So here we are. So therefore, now the question is: Why does the Ramah say that we don't have a matzah shiva? Because Shulchan Aruch goes on to say that mei peiros im mayim, if any water gets into the fruit juice, not only does it become chomitz, but memarim lahachmitz yosa misha isa. Even more. So you haven't got your 18 minutes. It means that you've got. And Shulchan Aruch says, Hilkoch, ein lalush pohem. Don't use water with your fruit juice. Don't use water with the egg matzahs, with the egg. But v'im lush pohem, if you did it, yeah for miyad. B'dieved, just going to move on with it. Because there's a whole spectrum amongst the Rishonim. What's going on? Rashi holds that, I'll try and take you through all the shittas, and then we'll see where we're up to. Rashi holds that just made peiros and mayim, it's still mamaya lahachmitz. Rashi disagrees. Rashi holds that, he holds very simply, like Tosfos he holds, but he holds that even if you didn't add water, it's also going to be, it's always going to be machmitz, and that you'll make first class chomitz out of mei peiros. That's Rashi. Shulchan Aruch has not paskan Rashi. Shulchan Aruch has paskan like the Rambam. The Rambam says mei peiros alone will never be machmitz without water. But if you have any water in it, it's memayel achmitz. You haven't even got your 18 minutes. And therefore, it's absolute trouble. You're in for trouble. Whereas the Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam hold that although it's memayel achmitz, but if the Rav is mei peiros, it'll only make it into chomitz nuksha. It'll only make it into chomitz midrabanan. But chomitz it will do. And therefore, that's what it is. Whereas the Rambam, although the Rambam and the Rif hold that it's going to be machmitz with any water in it, they hold that it doesn't go faster. So there's a whole spectrum amongst the Rishonim, whether mei peiros alone is machmitz at all. The Rambam says it isn't. Rashi says, and the Ravid and the Yerushalmi says it is. According to, again, if any water's there at all, so then, according to all the Rishonim, it's going to become chometz. The question is, at what speed does it become chometz? So Shulchan Aruch says, don't put any water in it. Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam, that mei peiros alone will never become chometz. Shulchan Aruch also passes, if you add any water, It is, he says, memarim lahachmitz. It becomes chomitz quicker, but if you're really going to move on, you'll be all right. You've got to keep at it, working at it, and that's what you should do if any water got into it. Along comes Shulchan Aruch and says you're allowed to use wine, even though it's impossible when they harvested the grapes that they shouldn't have been condensate. There shouldn't have been any water from rain or from dew on the grapes. Why? Because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't explain. But Shulchan Aruch says, nonetheless, we do use wine to make what are called egg matzahs, to make matzahs from made peiros. We do so. That's Shulchan Aruch. Along comes the Ramah, and the Ramah says in Simon Tov Samach Bei Sif Dalet, ובמדינוס אלו אין נוהגים ללוש במי פירוס ואפילו לקטוף המצס. Even what we do to the chalas, which is to smear them with egg, That's right, to make them shine. That we don't do. Even, he says, even after you bake them when they're still hot, ve'ein l'shanis. That we don't do. Im loy b'shas adchak l'tzoy chayle oizokin. L'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah explains very simply, the Ramah is chayshish for two eventualities. Number one, for Rashitas, Rashi, Ravid, and the Yerushalmi, who all hold that may peiros are machmits, just like water. And the other opinion is they're chayshish for those Rishonim who say it's mamarim lahachmits if any water got in there, and we're worried. So, for example, if you don't have for a hechsher for egg matzahs, you need to have a mashgiach there, making sure that all the kalim are absolutely bone dry before you start off. You can't have any shirayim at all of water at all. When it comes to, just a minute, when it comes to, in a moment, when it comes to grapes, so there it's much easier. Because the grapes, why is the Mechaber not worried about the grapes? There's either rainwater or dew or condensate or whatever it is. Why is he not worried? He says very simply, because when the grape juice is collected, there's water in it. But when it ferments, so then ponim chadoshes borakan, any water there will have turned into wine, will have changed. It's ice water, it's no longer water, and therefore it's okay. But bittel you don't have. So if you have fruit juice with a tiny bit and the kalim are a bit damp still, that water is not bottled. There's no such thing as bittel. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah, because nature, teva, is never bottled. A din can be bottled. But if the metzias is because water is going to be machmitz, therefore any water that you've got there is going to set it off and cause it to be machmitz. And therefore, there's a problem. Therefore, wine is okay. We're happy to use it. If you didn't add any water after you made the wine, you didn't dilute the wine. But if it's only water from the grape juice stage, it'll be okay. Says the Ramah, we're chayshish, that maybe water was somehow got into the mixture, and therefore we're not going to allow you to eat egg matzahs on Pesach at all. We're not going to allow it. So if we don't allow it, these egg matzahs are very limited in their use, because the din is that you're not allowed to eat mefurish in the Ramah in Tov Mem Dalet Sif Aleph is mefurish there that you're not allowed to eat egg matzahs. We'll call them egg matzahs now, but they refer to all matzahs that are made of fruit juice, from fruit juice only. You're not allowed to eat them after Zman Achilas Chometz. So you wouldn't be able to eat these egg matzahs after 9:25. Yes, after 9:25 you wouldn't be able to eat them. You don't have to get rid of them. You could keep them on Pesach, but you can't eat them. So, for example, if you're having a Pesach Dikah breakfast and you want to put jam on your egg matzahs, you've got to make sure that you haven't got any crumbs of egg matzahs in the jam, in the butter, anywhere else, because after 9:25, you mustn't eat the egg matzahs. According to the Ramah, according to the Didon, you mustn't eat the egg matzahs after the Zman of Issa Achilas Chometz. But you can keep them. You can keep them. But only egg matzahs that have been made with an excellent Hechsher. It's got to be, Mamash, you've got to be more careful making the egg matzahs than you do with making ordinary matzahs. Ordinary matzahs, if the matzahs go along the conveyor belt and they sit there on the conveyor belt for a little bit, less than 18 minutes, say that nothing will happen as long as the heat from the oven doesn't get to the matzahs sitting on the conveyor belt. However, if any water got into the mixture whatsoever, it's going to cause it to be machmitz, memarim lahachmitz miyad, in which case you've got trouble. So egg matzahs need to be made with an absolute super duper hechsher. And I'm not aware, I've tried speaking to the shops and find out what's going on, I'm not aware that there are any good hechshered egg matzahs on the market being brought over. None of the shops are telling me that they've got any in which case, lemaisa, it doesn't seem to be that you're going to be able to have, because the last thing you want is egg matzahs that you've got to be mevayer and get rid of before Pesach. That's the worst thing. There's only one thing worse than bread, and that is to have a matzah, which is chametz, because the crumbs are gefährlich, they're everywhere, so that you didn't want to. But lo yitzuya, you could find egg matzahs that had a very good hechsher, then you could use them for Leil Shabbos, because that's not matzah. Everyone could use them, even if you've got the minig not to have matzah, it's not considered to be matzah. You could use them for Shabbos morning, early in the morning, for one suddah, for two suddahs in the morning, no problem at all. But you would have to put them away and get rid of all the crumbs before, you don't have to put them away before, you have to stop eating them 9:25 and make sure that everything is out of the way so that you don't end up eating them after 9:25. That would be the din.
Why is it good enough for Echamisha?
Sorry?
Why is it good enough for Echamisha?
What's wrong? Why not? So that's, you both asked the same question. So you asked about Hamoitzi, and you're asking why is it Lecha Mishnah? So the question is, the next question is, what is the status of egg matzahs? Can you use them for Lecha Mishnah? Can you make Hamoitzi? So Lemaisa, what are they? So Lechaira, they count as Pasa Bo B'Kisnim, because it's Mefurish that Pasa Bo in Simon Kuf Samaches, that something which has been Nilosh, al Roiv Mayim, Aroiv may peiris, and you've only got meat mine, that's what Amazonas bread is. So therefore, you'd have to be kever suda. How much would you have to have of these egg matzahs to be kever suda? So the Mishnah Berurah says you need 3 or 4 kebetzim plus svir. 3 or 4 kebetzim plus svir. Now, 3 or 4 kebetzim, because the machlokes between the Rambam and Tosfos, Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam, as to how much is the shear? So over here, you'd have to, l'chaira, when the Mishnah Berurah says 3 or 4, so maybe over here, you can also have 3 or 4, the same thing, to be able to wash. So each one of these, what is a kibbutzah? A kibbutzah is about 55 cc's. Matzah has a specific gravity, probably less than half. So you probably need to have each matzah, if the matzah is 30 grams, so 30 grams is going to be something like you're going to have, it's going to be roughly a kibbutzah. Roughly a kibbutzah. That's if it's half, it'll be roughly a kibbutzah. So you're going to end up having to have minimum of 3 or 4 of these egg matzahs before you've got a kviyas suda. And then you could use it as a kviyas suda. But you have to remember to do that. Plus you need svir. So here, if we got David Blachman's early morning double suda, so the first suda, dachzich, you're not going to get to Kadesh Tzviya, because you're in a hurry to have your first suda, have your half an hour's break, and have the second suda. And if you get to Kadesh Tzviya of the first suda, half an hour later, it's going to be Achila Gasa. So you're going to be quite pushed to be able to manage this, and therefore, l'chaira, these egg matzahs are our problem. The only thing is, Rav Moshe,
the fact that the rest of the food is mitzaref to the bayim as well.
No, not to the beitzim. No, but you could. All you could do is this is all in the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Samaches. But what you could do, but you need 3 or 4 kebetzim of matzah or of pasa bo b'kisnim, which is what it is. And plus, you also need G'day Sevir. So the rest of the Macholim will help you to get to G'day Sevir. You don't have to have G'day Sevir of Pasah Bobek Isnim. But you do need to have a minimum of 3 to 4 kebetzim of these matzahs. And it's much more difficult because it's so compact. There's no air in it. And therefore, it's a gesunter essen to be able to eat 3 or 4 matzahs. You're going to have to be able to get to be able to see Hamoitzi. The only saving feature is Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe in Igros Moshe, Chel Orchaim Chelik Aleph, Simon Kufnun Hey. Rav Moshe talks about it, and Rav Moshe's got a chiddush. Rav Moshe says, since there's no other bread to eat, you can only have, there's no, you can't have matzah and you can't have chametz. So therefore he says that is Unzer Abroit, that's our bread, he says. And therefore he says, he's got the chashivas of lechem, that's what he brings. And he actually brings there, according to the Ramban and other Rishonim, he wants the Taina, the Ramban holds that you can't have matzah on Friday night Mikadin either. Because he wants to bring it, he wants to say from the Ramban. The Ramban says that Erev Pesach already, he says, that is, that, and other Rishonim, you say, they hold that, and it brings there the Magen Avraham, it seems to go that way, that ain oichli matzah at all on the whole of Erev Pesach. And therefore he says, so what are you going to have? So you can either have chomets, but after, and it's the zman achilas chomets, you can't have chomets. So what is the lechem? So he wants to taina that the lechem is going to be, is matzah shira. And therefore matzah shira has an elevated status of, by the way, we do this right through Pesach. Right through Pesach, l'chayra matzah should be, it's only, it's crunchy, it's thin and it's crunchy. So even in matzah, it should have a dinner passable by kistin. The Sfadim don't make hamotzi on it all year round, only on Pesach. We do if we're kaveh suda. And that's when maybe the big matzahs and the little matzahs come in, whether that's already considered. That's maybe the tea matzahs and snack and not. That's the whole discussion. But for in our situation that we've got now, says Rav Moshe, that would have, I didn't see anybody else who writes this, I don't know whether others are masking to this, but Rav Moshe at least writes that that would be considered enough to be able to make hamotzion, even if you only have it, you still have to have a kibetzah, like also the Shabbos. So you'd have to have one whole matzah avada, so that would be a, if they're 30 grams, you'd have to have the equivalent of a kibetzah in volume. So again, it's probably less, the specific gravity is probably less. So one matzah should be okay. If they're 30 grams, that should be all right, according to that. Although they'd be heavier. The egg matzahs are probably heavier than, because probably heavier, it's a probably heavier consistency. And therefore, that's what you would have to have on, that's what you could have on Erev Pesach. Very, very interesting. I'm just going to mention one more din that maybe people didn't know. You may think, well, what about kidneys? Could I have something to fill me up? Could I have rice cakes? What about rice cakes? Could you eat rice cakes on Erev Pesach? Could you eat rice cakes on Erev Pesach? So, Lechaira certainly, it won't help you for Lech Mishnah. Won't help for Lech Mishnah. It'll only help you if you're trying to have something that is not chometz, that you want to have to fill you up, to have some stomach. If you're already going to have egg matzahs, the idea is to get rid of all the chometz. So in which case, you're not going to want to have cake or anything else. Could you have rice cakes? So the din is fascinating. It's kedai to know. It's hardly mentioned anywhere. Of course, Friday, Leil Shabbos, and Shabbos morning in the early morning before the Zman Issa of chometz, of course you can have rice and rice cakes. Obalamais is mentioned in the Chok Yaakov, and Rabbi Yashiv is on record of saying that that's the minig, it seems minig in Yisrael, that's the way it is. And also others, Rav Ozner writes the same as well, that we don't eat kidneys after the Zman of Achilas, Issa Achilas Chometz. Very interesting, we don't eat it. We don't, after the Zman, yeah, after, there's a Chok Yaakov of the Entof Ayin Aleph, Sif Cotton Base. And Rabbi Yashiv is on record, and there's Shevet Halevi, I didn't write it down exactly where it is, but the Tshuva Shevet Halevi talks about it, and he's very, it says, he's very stark. No arguing, no ifs, no buts, says Rav Ozner. He says, that's the way it is. We don't, the minig is not to, our poets together, he's quite stark about it, though, not to eat kidneys after the Issa's month, because the Issa of kidneys is, maybe there's going to be chomets in the mixture, because, for two reasons, either because people get mixed up between this, the Zaronim Azoy and the Zaronim Azoy. There's another reason, because they used to use the flour, the same bag, sacks, for one and for the other, and for pea flour and for corn flour and for this, etc., etc. And therefore, as a result, we don't have kidneys. And heyos, that's the chashash. So therefore, it has the same dinim as chometz, that we don't eat it after this month. So if you want to have egg matzahs and you're thinking to have rice cakes and everything else, so in Ochanami you've got to stop eating both the egg matzahs and the rice cakes. You've got to stop eating those at the Zman Issa of Achilas Chometz. In practice, having the egg matzahs doesn't really help you much, because you've got to finish having them. You might as well have chometz. I've arranged with the bakeries already that the bakeries are going to, the same as they did 13 years ago, they will bake small challahs, small rolls, but slowly. They'll be slowly baked, so there's no crispiness on top. There'll be no sesame seed or poppy seed on top of them. They'll be there probably in twos, in separate bags, And therefore, you'll be able to buy them, choose what you want, as much as you want, and take what you want to buy for Chalas, for Leil Shabbos, and for Shabbos morning, as many Siddurs as you're going to have Shabbos morning, and to make sure to finish everything off by 9:25, whatever you haven't, you've got till 10:45 to crumble up, and you can flush it down the WC, in which case, that should be perfectly all right. So the mile of egg matzahs in the Maisa, it's a great sophic. If that's the Hechsher's top notch, you've got serious problems of it being chomets. And anyway, we don't eat it after this month, so it won't help you for Shalosh Shudders. And therefore, the only place that really egg matzahs would be some kop is in old age homes and maybe hospitals and hotels where they'd have a problem of being shaded. So at least the egg matzahs you can keep on Pesach, you can keep them after Zman Issin, keep them through Pesach, but not to eat them, as long as the Hechsher is top-notch. There's no chashash that any water got into them, and therefore, the Maisa for the private the private consumer, the egg matzahs, the chayra, there's really not much kop in it at all. You might as well have these, or you can have pitot as well. I found out, by the way, let's quickly finish this, my Rosh Hashiva, gone. Shmuel Oebach, Zechut Sant Livrocha, was chayshish with the pitot not to have them on Erev Pesach, because they, in Yerushalayim, they make them and bake them very quickly. And he was chayshish, although Lididon Ashkenazim, you only have matzahs that are wafer thin, that's an old minig, but he was chayshish that they were still matzah if they bake them very quickly, so therefore, midei matzah loy nafka. And therefore, he was chayshish not to eat them on Erev Pesach. But I phoned up the bakeries and asked them how they make them, and the ones that are made here are left to rise twice. Sveimor. Once they even to rise, they punch them down and then they so therefore at the pitot here are chomets gomel. That's also an eitzah to use those, but you could use pitot because those don't crumble. But also the little rolls they're gonna be made will also be crumb-free rolls. That they make them, you bake them slowly. Then you don't get them crispy on top, and then they're not crumbly. They're small, they'll be in a bag, in which case it's very easy to sort out. Chayra, that's the best eitzah. I'm going to rush. I've got a shiur. I might not rush this. Sorry.